There he is, our buddy Ted Jenkin, Oxygen Financial. Usually does his Tuesday thing, but because he was out of town, he's here on Thursdays. And Ted, you would like to share with us scams called Worst of Consumers' Top 10 Complaints. This was actually in the paper, right? The AJC.
Yeah, I was thinking about a new one here. So you're talking about Pokemon, maybe some Pokemon insurance. You sell people insurance, so if they get hurt while they're playing the Pokemon game, they can collect.
You mean like the girl crossing the street that got hit by a car, but her mother swears she looked both ways.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Look, there's so many things that are going to... This is why I like this app, is because there's so many things that are going to spin from this. Like, this is, as we would say, has legs. You know, there's going to be lawsuits, you know, frivolous lawsuits.
Oh, yeah.
Against Nintendo. You know, these stories that have already come out, finding dead bodies, getting stabbed, catching the bad guy. You know, I mean, what's the next thing? Somebody, you know, is searching for Squirtle and ends up getting his best friend's girlfriend pregnant on accident.
Well, like you even said, there's drivers out there that said, hey, I'm not into it, but I'll drive you around. Pay me like you'd pay Uber. Just pay me cash and I'll drive you for the day.
People are going to find ways to benefit financially, like Steve said, the chauffeur. So that's why I love it.
I've been thinking about it since I heard you talking here.
Or like for your business. So, yeah, if somebody's wanting walk-in traffic in their business, you put a pokey guy in there, right?
Yeah.
Pokey guys.
A pokey guy girl, and then all of a sudden all these people come rushing in your establishment. You're like, boom.
Ted, you need to get a Squirtle at Oxygen Financial.
Yeah, man.
All right, so let's talk about these scams.
Yeah, well, so the North American Consumer Protection Investigators, they logged over 200,000 complaints last year, and the fastest growing on the list this year were scams in terms of what people are complaining about.
Sure.
Lots of regular stuff. So there are four or five that I think that you really need to watch out for, because we want you to watch out for your money. And it can be dangerous today from what comes through electronic mail and texting and everything like that. So you have to be careful. One of the big ones that's come out now is the grandparent scam.
What's the grandparent
scam? The grandparent scam is where a grandchild calls an older person claiming to need quick cash for an emergency. So you figure out, you know, the grandchild, you know the grandchild's name of the grandparent. You call the grandparent and try and get money from them. And it happens both email and through phone call.
Oh, because they don't really know the voice as well because they've gotten older. Because my grandmother used to call me my cousin all the time, and I'd have set her straight.
Hey, is this Johnny? You need $2,000?
Is this Johnny?
Hey, Milford. What? Cut a check to Johnny. Johnny.
Where do you want me to send it?
But that happens a lot, and
I'm working on my old voice.
Your email accounts
talk regularly.
Oh, see, damn! You join AARP, and that's what you get. That's what you get.
Did you get a nice bag from it, though?
Thank you, Ted, for recognizing my free gift.
But that happens a lot through email too. You know, it's send money because I'm in jail in another country, and it happens to a lot of older people that have email today and say, "Hey, send me money quick." They don't know if their grandkids are overseas or whatever may be the case, and it's an easy way to get scammed.
They really fall for that, huh?
You can imagine it. I mean, I know you don't come from a whole lot of family. Well, but you had Grams.
Yeah, Graham. Graham knew who I was until the day she died.
Well, you're lucky, because some grandparents, you're right, don't know, or when they're like my grandparents and they had 18 grandchildren that had another 50 grandchildren, it could get confusing, and I can see them being suckered just for a few $100 for sure.
All right, so watch out for the senile scam. What else you got?
Well, as we know that identity theft is big today, especially when it comes to taxes and the IRS. Every year the numbers keep getting bigger about people getting their identity stolen and somebody filing a tax return in their name. But there are a lot of scams now where people will say that they're from the IRS and call you and tell you you owe money and you're going to be in big trouble if you don't pay it very soon.
I've been hit with that already.
Have you?
Yeah, swear to God. Somebody called me. Matter of fact, I think it's even still in my voicemail. I can play it later. They called me, the whole thing, you need to call us immediately, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whatever.
Because the IRS does not call you, right?
No, they'll mail you first.
No. Yeah, they're not.
Have you ever, the IRS is not calling you up and saying, Steve, you owe us $1,000.
And I'm like, have you ever been on hold with the IRS for 2+ hours? You want to know the trick with the IRS, though? If you owe them money, you know, cause I think most of us have been in that situation some form or another, is if you call your bank. I know my bank did this. My bank will call the IRS and wait on hold. Like, well, the situation was I had to send them a check and I did it through online bill pay. By the way, if you owe the IRS money, do not send them money through online checking.
Definitely not.
That is the worst. You either go to an IRS building or you send them a regular check.
Because I love your IRS. I love your IRS experience. This is great.
No, am I right?
No, and send the check certified mail, because if you send a regular mail and tell the IRS, I know I put it in the mail, they don't care.
Well, that's what happened. I sent it to my first payment was I sent it through online billing. That's how I do my checks, right? Mm-hmm. And it got there late. Now, when you get hit with a late fee from the IRS, it's stupid.
It's big.
It's thousands of dollars.
Well, they charge like 18% interest,
it
too.
It is. Yeah.
So I had to call, wait on hold for like 2 hours. Mm. And she says, well, you need to have the bank call. So it was a wash. So I called the bank, and the lady from the bank, very nice, she says, would you like me to call, wait on hold, then I'll call you back when I get a hold of them.
Unbelievable.
So try that trick if you're in that situation with the IRS.
Nice bank.
Very nice.
By the way, guys, this is actually, it's not just the IRS. The other thing that's happened is ever since they started these prank calling apps, and the apps now in these prank calls will have things like unpaid parking tickets or that you had a speeding ticket that you didn't pay, there's more scams and calls now that are people saying they're from the Fulton County unpaid parking tickets office or whatever it may be. And, you know, you had one that you never paid, and now it's tripled, and you need to send us $200.
So it's a numbers game for these people. Like, if they call me, I know I don't have a parking ticket, so I'm going to hang up on them. I'm not even going to listen to it. But there are people out there that have messed up, and you bust them that way. So if they call 100 people, if two or three people say yes, it's a win for them.
It's the same thing when the thieves steal Social Security numbers for tax returns. They'll file 1,000 tax returns, and they know they're not all going to go through. They just need to get a handful of them go through to scam the money.
God, those bad guys are kind of tricky.
I don't like the bad guys.
All right, give me another one there.
So one of the ones that's happening now is through tech support. You know, everyone has a computer, and so if you get a call from a well-known company, it could be Microsoft or a company like that that will claim that they need to get access to your computer, that there's some issue with it right now, or you've got a bug or a virus. If you don't get it fixed right now, your computer's going to be in big trouble, and they can sound extremely legitimate. Extremely legitimate.
What are they getting? When they call. They're just getting into your computer?
Yeah, and then once they get into your computer, they'll, you know, either hack your files or take something, take your identity, take your information, and just swipe them off your, off your computer.
You got to be a real idiot to fall for that.
It's not, no, Jason, what happens now is they have things like PC Anywhere where it's, you know, very easy for someone to take over your computer. And so you just give them access. They'll say, hey, type in the code, and then they take over your computer and say, just need a couple of minutes, and then take your information.
Well, you know what's scary about that is a lot of these companies, I know Mac does this, so Apple does this, is they have kind of, I guess for the most part, third-party tech support. So they hire these individuals. This is what Apple does. Apple hires these individuals that work out of their houses. And so when you get a tech support, like if you have the Apple Care or whatever, this guy right down the street will call you from his house and he'll say, here, I can help you out. But I mean, how much screening goes through they sound like they're Cheeto eating, basement dwelling, boxer wearing nerds.
But either way, they know how to get into your computer. And if you don't change your passcode immediately, they can get in if they want to.
It's just some dude. You just feel better, man. If you're like working at the corporate headquarters, you know, or something like that. All right. You got another one there for us?
I'll give you one last one on here, which I thought was interesting this year that got big, was the CEO email. Is an email that may come from your CEO, that they've swiped your CEO's email address, and it says that you need to send money because the company is supporting a certain cause, and you'll get reimbursed on your next paycheck, or I need you to wire some money somewhere, and you'll get reimbursed from the company, and they look very legitimate. And if it's your boss or the CEO of the company, you might be inclined to quickly say, hey, look, I want to give this money, or otherwise I won't get a raise or a promotion, or I might lose my job, and that can be an easy way to get swindled out of it. So, you know, you might want to, if that comes, you might want to check with your boss or just check with somebody in the company to say, look, is this a legitimate email? Because more and more emails come through. Even in our business, we have seen, and we're very protective of clients today, that people will say, hey, I need you to wire me money, and they'll try to take different people's addresses. It can be very legitimate.
God, I mean,
man, that's sneaky.
Shouldn't you lose money for some of these if you're that stupid?
Well, yeah, but I could understand the CEO if they sent it. Again, a numbers game. If 20 employees out of 200 send them $25, if it's a low amount, maybe they wouldn't question it, and it just adds
how
up.
How much is that? How much is that? 25 times 20?
Something. it's 4 to the 100, so 4 or 5, that would be $500.
There we go.
10 times 25, 10 times 25.
Dude, shut up.
But what happened, we've seen it in our business where the people have tried to swipe somebody's email and they send it to another employee and say, I need to get, please liquidate money for Jason. He needs the money.
Damn right he does.
But there's no email footer on there, right? So one thing you have to watch out for is there's no footer. A lot of times the email will look legitimate. But if you normally had a footer to your email, it's something to check. Or otherwise, you could get swindled out of a bunch of money. And we don't want to see that happen.
You know, I wonder, and I will wrap this up here, but I wonder how many... Because I haven't seen a story in this. How many scams are out there on these Kickstarters or these GoFundMe pages? You know, I mean, just like percentage wise, and some of the best scams that people are falling for, you know, like fake movies or whatever.
All the time.
And people are just falling for this because everybody's looking to make a buck, right? All right, Ted Jank and Oxygen Financial. How can people get a hold of you there, Ted?
Hey, look, go to OxygenFinancial.net. If you want to see the entire list, not only of all the scams, but things that are costing consumers money, go to OxygenFinancial.net. And if you need us to read something like that, you think you're going to get into a private placement or you have something like that that you want us to look at, just go to OxygenFinancial.net. We'll take a look at it.
Real quick, when are you going to be in headline news again? I know people like seeing you on camera.
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday, what time?
At probably be 9 a.m.
9 a.m. I like watching Ted on the weekends. Have you done it? Do it.
No, I have not yet.
It's fun. Have a cup of coffee. Watch Ted.
All right. Maybe pop into his office and find a Squirtle. I heard Squirtles are hiding out in the oxygen. By the oxygen.
We're doing it today.
Yeah. Boom.
You're going to have a Squirtle out there.